Hi, thank you for calling customer support. This is Todd, the supervisor on the floor. How can I help you?
I'm sorry, you say your name was Todd?
Ty, TY.
Oh, Ty. Alrighty. Hi, this is Mr. Rackley calling. We have a dilemma with your company. It seems that someone has charged my credit card of $97.99 to an old credit card number. And
yes.
There is no membership. There is no shipping address. Product has not been received, but I am being harassed, having to provide information that I do not have. I'm trying to get to the bottom of why I was charged that amount on my card without my knowledge, without receiving a product, without receiving a legitimate phone number from the company, or any identifying information about the company that debited my account. Once again, I have no shipping address. I have no billing address. You should be able to look up the account with my first and last name and my last four of the credit card that you debited for all the information you need to correct this problem.
Because we're the only person to locate.
I have been harassed three times from the previous phone number from a company's Koala as the conversations were recorded. I was not able to get the name of your company, which is the second number that was on the credit card debit. So I have no idea what you guys are talking about, what was supposed to be ordered and shipped, which should have been at my address already. I have no verification to let anyone know that this was less than a fraudulent activity. In lieu of that, what I had just said, are you able to assist in getting this problem taken care of in a professional manner under the terms and conditions that I have outlined?
Well, man, we do have protocols we must go by as a company. By zip code, then find the first name and last name of the account, and then last verify by a shipping address. And if the shipping address if the shipping address that you provide does not connect with the shipping address on this account, that is the first sign of fraud. And then we'll continue trying to verify all information on the account. If any other information on the account is not that you verify does not match with the information on the account, we will attempt this to be a fraud and we'll begin a case on the account. To locate, what is the zip code?
I've already given the zip code and I've given the address that I am currently at, which hasn't proved to be anything that you guys have on your file, which tells me that I did not make an order. I do not have anything on file. I have not received anything from you guys. If I order through eBay or Capital One or any online agencies, the only thing that is necessary, especially if I am a customer, then I give them the last four of my Social Security number, as required by law, the last four of the credit card number, which is required by law, and the shipping address, and the person that ordered, which is required by law, if I have an account. What I am saying is, I have no idea who you guys are, because you guys are refusing to tell me who you are.
Man, we are a third-party call center that handles over 400 different company accounts. And in order to assist you the best I can, I have to find an account to assist by.
Okay, now let me just back you up just a little bit, because I think I've finally heard a name. What did you say the call center name was again?
We are a third-party call center that handles over 400 different company accounts.
I understand that, but you have a name, a company, a building that you go into each and every day as you go to work. What is the name of that call center company?
I do not have the application to provide that name. But I'm saying again, I want to locate an account. I have to have information locating the account first, ma'am.
And if the customer, by law, is not required to give you that information because he has absolutely no knowledge as to who he is talking to, why would you think that I would give you personal information on something that is already suspect of fraud? Once again, I will repeat myself. I did not order anything from any of the two phone numbers that I spoke with. The first number did give me their company's name, Koala, I guess, which is the originating ordering. However, they would not give me any other information, because what they had on file was not from what I have on file for the last 4 years. Nor does it have any of my shipping information for the last 4 years. Now, I spoke with Austin. He tells me, he's going to just tell you the very same thing. Well, I wanted to hear that from you so it will be recorded and memorialized as to what I am searching for. Now, once again, if you do not have a shipping address, you have not delivered the product within the estimated time of when the product was supposed to have been delivered, I have no idea who you are. My bank has no idea, or I should say my credit card company has no idea as to who you are. Why would anyone in their right mind would volunteer with information, especially when he's notified from a company calling themselves? Hang on 1 second. It'll take me a little minute to get online back to my credit card.
I just need to find an account to assist is what I'm asking for. If you can provide me information, I can't get nowhere to assist you. I have to have some kind of account to look at to assist.
Yeah.
If you,
this is what I'm saying. I don't have an account.
Well, what's the first and last
name? If I don't have an account, there's nothing that you can verify or nothing that you can assist.
Well, what are the last?
Is borderline fraudulent. Because the only thing.
Have you been charged for one thing?
The only thing I have here is Slender Trim B, whatever that is.
Yes. And, oh, I can't find about last. What are the last four digits of the card that got charged?
0133. 0133? Yes, it was on. It came in on the 1st of February. I'm sorry. Strike that. 0120 is the last four of the card.
0120?
Yes.
0120.
Yes, that's the credit card that you debited.
Yes, and what's the first name and last name?
Leroy Rackley.
Okay, I do have an account under Leroy Rackley. To verify, what's the email? I have an email on this account. To verify, what's an email?
Say that again.
I do have an account with Leroy Rackley. To verify, by email. Or by shipping address to verify the account.
By email or what?
I can verify by email or by shipping address.
Email is lbrlee40@hotmail.com.
That's the email that's attached to this account.
Okay, so why are you charging the account and no product? And how did you get my email address without the product? And how did you get my email address without the proper shipping address?
We can't place orders for customers. Customers have placed orders themselves for that reason for security purposes. We don't place orders customers. I think that we don't place orders for customers. Customers place orders themselves for security purposes. The shipping address I have on file is from Jackson. Is in Jackson, Florida.
Florida, or Jacksonville?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay. Where is the alleged product that was ordered?
I just verified, make sure it's not fraud or not. To verify the shipping address, is the four digits on the shipping address?
Ty, you said you verified the account. You had it.
I verified the email.
Yes, that's you verified the account. You found the account. So let me know why there is no product sent. If you didn't send it to the wrong address, because in Jacksonville, Florida, there can be any address in Jacksonville, Florida. What I'm wondering is how in the world you have my email, and what was supposed to have been purchased for $79.99 that has not arrived even at the proper address. I see a phone number here as well.
Yes, I have
when
to.
When the email was sent back to you, it came back undeliverable. Now, do you take support at discount earbuds.com? Is that one of your companies that you represent?
That sounds like a familiar company. Just have to verify
I
with the
need,
accountant and
I
see if
need,
this is
I
fraud
need,
or
I
not.
need to know, I need to know for sure, because if you charged me $79.99 for something that I did not order, it went to the wrong address. However, I have never made a purchase for anything from your company, nor do I have any information, any of my personal information in your files for $79.99.
Yes. So I do see I purchased for earbuds. It was for shipping and handling for $5.99. This purchase was made on January 10th. I just have to make sure to see if this is fraud or not. If this is fraud, I can continue. I can begin an investigation. But just
Okay.
investigate. What's the ship? What's
If
it?
I buy something for $5.99, why am I charged $79.99 for it?
Because this is a shipping and handling charge. This seemed like this was done a someone. The purchase was made. It was a free trial. It was a 14-day trial for earbuds, which is you pay shipping and handling up front, and then you have 14 days to try the earbuds out. And after the 14 days, you're charged the full retail price for those earbuds.
Fourteen days for a product that doesn't match up with the product $5.99 plus, you said $14 and something?
So the shipping and handling charge is $5.99, and then there's a 14-day trial. You have 14 days to try the earbuds out, and if there's not a cancellation within 14 days, they bill the full retail price for those earbuds. Yes.
So, how in the world are you going to take a promotion and misconstrue that between the price of $5.99 and $79.99? So, what you're saying, the difference between earbuds with the nomenclature of earbuds, which begins with I-12, are to be billed at earbuds ST2? Those are two entirely different products. So then I ask you, where are the ST2 earbuds?
They're on the ST2, but there's only one pair of earbuds. It's for the and that
Yes, and
seventy-nine
it
ninety
is.
nine is the end of trial charge for the earbuds that was
No,
purchased up
sir.
front.
No, sir. Listen to me. I'm sitting here reading the package right now. The model earbuds that were purchased for $5.99 from TS-True-Wireless-Stereo 112, or excuse me, I-12, were received long ago with the final price of $5.99 under the promotion. I am looking at the rejected return notification from supportdiscountearbuds.com, which is the name earbuds ST2 $79.99. Has nothing about 14 days, nothing else. no shipping charges, because the total price with the shipping charges and everything else came to $5.99.
If you go to our website, on our website, you go to the terms and conditions. The trial states, the 14-day trial offer for product includes enrollment in our one-time reoccurring shipping program, which is subject to terms described below. You must contact customer service at least one business day before the end of 14-day trial period to cancel. See customer service contact information below. If you do not contact customer service to cancel at least one business day before the end of the 14-day trial, you will be charged $79.99, which includes shipping and handling. The day after the trial period ends, ends to the card you provide at checkout.
So, where is the ST2 earbuds then?
There are no second pair of earbuds.
So why are you charging me for ST2 when you delivered a I-12? If what you say is correct. That's the name of the earbuds. That's the name of the earbuds that was received. If what you're saying is true and accurate, and in good faith. I don't see I-12. I see ST2, quantity 1, $79.99. Says nothing about trial or anything else.
Because the trial is in the terms and conditions that were agreed upon when the order was placed.
Once again, Ty, I'm looking at the earbuds that were shipped. It's an I-12, not a ST2. There's a difference. What you're doing is you want to charge me for a Volkswagen, but pay for a Maserati. And put the Maserati in the description. I am looking at items ordered, earbuds, ST2, quantity 1, $79.99. Explain that for me, Ty.
That is the product name. It says products, earbuds, ST2, which is the end of trial charge. Again.
So why does the end of trial nomenclature on the product change, but the unsuspected customer is holding a I-12? If everything you say is legit.
Yes, everything as I say is legit because terms and conditions were agreed upon. You can't place an order unless those terms and conditions were agreed upon. If the terms and conditions were.
Let me ask you this question one more time. You're quoting me something that is against the law.
No, ma'am.
If not, but for false advertisement. Because I am looking at, once again, a model I-12. I am being charged for an ST2.
Again, it's only one. That's the full retail price for the earbuds that you received. The full retail price for those is $79.99. That's the full retail price for those earbuds that are within your presence. The full retail price is $79.99. And that's the end of trial charge. And there's no further charges. I do assume this is not fraud because he did purchase the
As I was ordering the total of $5.99 earbuds, as I was checking out, I did see a pop-up menu which I cleared out, finished the ordering information. You did not have any trial, correspondence, or anything else. The earbuds that I ordered was i12. I did not opt for a trial. Now, if you have sophisticated, smart emblems and pop-up menus that come up, I'm quite sure you are aware that a lot of us, which are business savvy and order savvy, have pop-up blockers, which it seems that you took very well advantage of, but you still cannot disregard the fact that an i12 earbud was ordered, as you also said, for $599 inclusive. Under cloak and dagger and bad faith, it's went through three different companies, two of which I found under the debit, and then I did not order the earbuds under this account. The earbuds was ordered on an entirely separate account, which had a different shipping and billing address. So once again, earbuds ST2, $79.99.
Which were agreed upon in terms and conditions.
Just, how can you have an agreed upon terms and conditions when you have two different account numbers that you're using? And once again, as I so stated, Kai, we have to use common sense. We have to understand what is going on here. It seems that the information was cloned from one credit card to another, because as I said, if I need to send you the charges of the $599 on the other credit card that it was debited from, send you a copy of this email that I am looking at right now that came back undeliverable, trying to find out what you were talking about, knowing that I have a i12 product here. There's no such thing as an earbud ST2, which was never delivered. That seems a little suspicious.
The bottom line is that with the terms, if the terms and conditions were agreed upon, the terms and conditions being agreed upon, this company's terms and conditions, they were agreed upon, which makes all charges valid, ma'am. Sir, makes all charges valid, sir. Makes all charges valid.
It seems that you guys really find it really hard up to sell your products because you've got to have a lot of different things. Now, you explained the terms and conditions very well. I took that scenario to be factual and everything else, but it still does not address the difference in the two different products. Why are your term and conditions reflecting earbuds ST2 And the customer has i12 earbuds in his possession. Even if the terms and conditions. Now, I'm going ahead and taking you for your word. If your terms and conditions are correct, as you say, why do I have a different product than what I'm being billed for?
They only have one product under their name. And this name, they only have one earbud. They only have one earplug, only one EarPods product. And that is the wireless earbuds that you have in possession. They have no other items.
Is it possible so you will refrain from calling me a liar? Is it possible to send you a picture of the earbuds that I have? Instead of you calling me a liar, is it possible for me to send you a copy of the email which I received that came back undeliverable? Is it possible to go back and trace once again your terms and conditions and what was actually ordered in January?
You go to the official website on fitbalancetech.com/V1. You go there, you can go to the terms and conditions. At the bottom of the screen, click terms and conditions. Scroll to trial offer. And they explain the terms and conditions of the trial. Fitbalancetech.com.
Are you saying balance?
Balance.
Like
B,
the
balance? Balance as in B as in B as in Bravo, A as in Apple, L as in Lion, N as in Nancy, C as in Charlie, E as in Echo, tech.com/V1, which is V as in Victor, 1.
Cannot reach this page. No such thing. You want to give me a good website that I can get to?
The best browser to use is Google Chrome.
Now you're trying to describe what website or what browser to use.
I am suggesting the best website to use.
My browser opens up every website from political to government and the whole nine yards. I have had no problems with my website that I use. Matter of fact, you don't have any idea of what browser I'm using, do you?
No, I do not.
Yes. So please do not make any assumptions. Give me a good website, please.
Again, the only website they have, their official website, is Fit, F as in Frank, I as in Igloo, T as in Tom, B as in Boy, A as in Apple, L as in Lion, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, C as in Charlie, E as in Echo. T as in Tom, E as in Echo, C as in Charlie, H as in Hat.
You're giving me a different website now.
I said fitbalancetech.com/V1. And it's the website I prescribed the first time.
Fit Balance Tech, T-E-C-H, /V1.
Yes, fitbalancetech.com/V, which is V, which is Victor, 1.
Okay, that wasn't the website that you gave me the first time.
The first website was fitbalancetech.com slash
Now,
V as in Victor one.
slow down, Ty. On the website, the corrected website that you just gave me, what I'm looking at is online discount activated to the left.
Yes.
Free trial, just pay shipping, which I guess the shipping is the $5.99. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes,
Online
and if
only. It says,
yes.
yes, send me AirPod.
Yes. And if you'd like to go
Correct?
straight to the terms and conditions that were agreed upon,
Correct?
yes, send me AirPods is on a green label, yes, with a check in the inside of it.
Okay, I've given you the benefit of the doubt. I'm reading your terms and policies, also under your intellectual properties, and I'm looking at everything and your disclaimer and your privacy policy and everything else. However, as I so stated, effective June 17, 2020, as I so stated, it does not indicate to me anywhere where a trial was on the trial of an I-12, and I will be billed for an ST-2. Now, bring me to the clause, whether it's arbitration agreement, class action waiver, return policies, trial offers, after the trial period, customer service, privacy policy, limit of liability, content disclaimer, disclaimer warranties. Bring me to the point where it states that I am having a trial of a I-12 and are going to be billed for a ST-2.
Ma'am, yeah, listen, these terms and conditions were agreed upon. I am not this, I'm not, I'm not the, I'm only customer support of this company. I assist you with the information that has proven that these charges are valid charges. But these make these charges valid because these charges are valid due to the terms and conditions that you just read upon. There is not much else that can be done upon that. Not much else can be done upon that. With
So
these being agreed upon.
you are refusing to tell me under your premise that if I order the product for the 14 days and I am basically revealing a product of I-12, I will be billed $79 for a product that I did not review, and I will never receive that other product. Is that what you were saying?
I only have the information. I only know of the information that on the website that you are viewing. It's the only information I have. I cannot give you any non-factorial information. All information I can give you is the information that's on the terms and conditions that you can read. All answers, anything that you will have to have answers to, are in those terms and conditions that you can read upon yourself. Again, we are a third-party call center that handles over 400 different company accounts. That's not much
Yeah,
else we can do.
that has nothing to do with the difference in the products between an I-12 and a ST-2. I mean, that's a very simple. I mean, if you can explain your privacy policies, you can tell me that it's a legitimate claim.
the terms and conditions.
That the product that I receive under the trial offer, as it's highlighted here, they should reflect an I-12, not a ST-2. What is an ST-2?
Again, can I give you any unfactory information? All information that you need are in those terms and conditions. What I would do is, just as a customer courtesy, is do a 50% refund off that charge. As a customer courtesy. His supervisor, I should do that as a customer courtesy.
You've got to do a little bit better than that, Ty, because I have, according to you, I have been taken advantage of a 14-day trial of a product that I do not have in my possession.
No. The terms and conditions that you've agreed upon, and all things that you agreed upon, are the terms and conditions that you can read upon yourself. Again,
let me read that, just a minute, Ty. Let me read that for you verbatim under the trial offer, okay? As I stated when I first got the correct website, it was a trial offer. It says, the 14-day trial offer for product includes enrollment in our one-time reoccurring shipping program, which is subject to the items described below. If the customer has a I-12, that's the item description below. You must contact customer service at least one business day before the end of the 14-day trial period to cancel. See customer service contact information below. If you do not contact service to cancel at least one business day before the end of the 14-day trial period, you will be charged $79.99, which includes shipping and handling. The shipping I've already paid, so I don't have to pay shipping again. I may have to pay the handling because the shipping was in the $5.99. Is that not correct? The day after the trial period ends to the card you provided at checkout. Now, after trial period, if everything went okay and I did not have a ST-2, I would call you. However, if I did have an ST-2, as you indicate, hang on a minute, let me get out of that.
That's what I'll do instead. I'll apply my employee discount, apply an employee discount, and refund you 75% of the charge. It takes on 3 to 5 business days for it to be put back into your financial institution's accounts.
Seventy-five percent
of the $79.99 charge.
And how long will it take?
3 to 5 business days.
Now, I'll accept that, but I'm still kind of curious, Ty. Do you have knowledge, or where can I find the upgrade? Because as I went online when I received these, it didn't come with a manual as far as to operate it. So I went online and I did find the ST-2, which was basically $129. It had a lot more benefits than the I-12 had, because actually the I-12 is an outdated version of the ST-2. Just out of curiosity, Why did it change from I-12 to an ST2 as far as the billing concerned? Do you have any idea?
I do not. But I have refunded, have sent the email letting know that letting you know of you being refunded 75% of the charge. Due to high call due to high call volume, I have to disconnect this call. I do thank you for calling customer support. Hope you have a great day.
Did you say you sent the email?
Yes.
I haven't received it yet. Do you mind? It shouldn't take too much longer before I receive the email if you sent it.
I have sent the email to lbrlee40@hotmail.com.
I'm currently checking my junk.
Yes, but due to high call volume, I have to go. It should take, you should receive it in 45 minutes.
Actually, that's actually where the other went was junk mail. Okay. I've got it.
Yes. Thank you for calling Co support. Yes, thank you for calling Co support. Have a great day.
Thank you.